USA Radio News.
Let the president tweet. That's the message from Tesla chief executive Elon Musk on Tuesday. Musk is buying the social media platform and said he would allow former President Donald Trump to return to the social media site. In addition, Musk said the permanent bans of Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. Stocks turned mixed on Wall Street in afternoon trading on Tuesday. This came after a rally in technology companies helped reverse most of an early slide in the market a day after a broad sell-off. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% after having been down as much as 0.8% in early trading. Big tech helped counter losses elsewhere in the market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 2.99%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to boost security for Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Video captured abortion rights protesters disrupting a Catholic mass in Los Angeles on Sunday. According to the video, parish members did not put up with it. Protests like this have popped up at churches across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A newly signed law in Florida requires schools to teach about the evils of communist regimes.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New information shows the Alabama murder suspect and jailer who evaded authorities for more than a week were heavily armed and prepared for a shootout if captured. Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding said they were carrying four handguns and an AR-15 rifle along with $29,000 in cash. He said convict Casey White showed no remorse over the death of jail official Vicky White, who was found mortally wounded with a gun in her hand. A coroner will determine if Vicky White shot herself. Testing for COVID-19 has plummeted globally. Scientists say that makes it difficult to track the spread of viral mutations. Experts say testing has dropped by more than 70% worldwide from the first to the second quarter of this year. In the U.S., a shift toward home testing has also obscured efforts to track the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.